Lara Logan joins us. Lara, about your beloved Texas. This is, I mean, it's insanity what's going on. Why are Texas officials not stepping up here and understanding that the federal government's trying to exacerbate this? Why are Texas officials not stepping up here and saying, no, not on our watch. We're not going to let this invasion of the Lone Star State happen, ma'am?
Well, because they're complicit, Steve. I mean, that's really the only answer. And I'm not saying that based on opinion. If you look at what has happened in Texas recently, there was something called HB 20. That was legislation that leaders in Texas put forward, state legislation that would have created Texas Border Defense Force. The Texas GOP did not want that to happen. So they opposed HB 20 legislation. And in doing so, they authored a policy paper opposing HB 20 and implementing and suggesting as the alternatives the exact language of the United Nations migration policy, right? So what you have is a lobbyist group, which is called Texas, it's actually the American Immigration Council. And if you want to find their papers and their documents, you can go to TexasGOPvote.com, right? And this is the TexasGOPvote.com is where a lot of money comes on for a lot of people in Texas, a lot of senators from Texas, GOP Republican senators. And what they are advocating is a safe, secure, open border. That's literally the language that they use. So we have moved from immigration law and immigration policies, where you have legal and illegal immigration, to the migration policies of the United Nations and globalist organizations and globalist NGOs, as you just referenced, right? And what these people talk about, what do they advocate? The Texas GOP is saying that we need to address the border issue. We need more migrant processing centers. We need humanitarian policies and processing. And so on and so on. Everything is aimed at ensuring more and more and more migration. So it is an obliteration of sovereignty. They're going around Congress. They're going around the legislators. They are going around the American people on both sides, Democrat and Republican. They are going around voters. They are actively opposing legislation that would give Texas, under state law, the right and the means to secure the border on their own without the federal government, and they are assisting the federal government in their open border policy. For a long time, they've been hiding behind Title 42, which is a joke because the pandemic has been over for so long, and it has been really a policy that should not have been in effect. And most importantly of all, they are doing absolutely nothing to secure the border. So you talk about 1,000 people coming over in a day. Your previous guest referenced Michael Young's extraordinary reporting from the Darien Gap, showing the flood of people coming over. Not even in the great state of Texas, where I live, are the Texas leaders doing anything to secure the border. And they are actively assisting in the open border policies of those seeking to obliterate sovereignty and obliterate the United States.
We're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to come back with Lara Logan. Lara, we're going to come back. I'm going to ask you, you spoke at this incredible event and rally, I think two Saturdays ago, in the hot sun of Austin, with some of the leaders of and some of the most rational voices in there, Russ Foes, etc. I think what shocks people is when they think of MAGA and they think of populist nationalism, that Texas is the heart of that. Short commercial break. Nick Sorter's got just put a tweet up that state of Texas says they're going to send a border force. Do you believe that, Lara Logan? You're a Texican. You love that state. You live there. Your family's down there. You and your husband and the family, you love it. Is anybody, I saw this incredible rally with you and Morgan and Meckler and other people that had incredible speeches. But is anybody in charge really doing anything to stop this invasion, ma'am? Did we just lose her?
No,
Lara, you got to unmute.
Okay. Steve.
Okay. Yeah.
So sorry about that. So unfortunately,
that's okay.
The proof is in the pudding here, right? You can tell, I mean, you don't have to take my word for it. Look at the result of Texas's policies. What has happened in the Biden administration is that the situation has gotten worse and worse and worse because there is no immigration enforcement anymore. This is what they talk about is the safe, orderly, secure, you know, regular flows of migration versus irregular flows of migration. And the policies that have been put in place have been completely ineffective. So a while ago, Governor Abbott implemented Operation Lone Star, under which he sent extra resources down to the border. So what Nick Soto is reporting is no different to any other part of Operation Lone Star. They know that this is coming with the end of Title 42. How do they know it? Because they are getting intelligence from the Mexican side of the border that tell them that all the way along the border, whether you're talking about Nuevo Laredo, which is across from Laredo, or Matamoros, or Miguel Alemán, or you know any of these areas on the Mexican side, Juarez, even across from El Paso, they are packed with thousands upon thousands upon thousands of illegal immigrants waiting to cross. And so they know that this flood is coming, and they're doing almost nothing about it. In fact, what they have done is move agents from the line, which is where they're out trying to secure the border, in order to do migrant care. And this migrant care language is the language of both the GOP and of the Democrats. I mean, if you want to see a uniparty, you're looking at it right in the face, because no one is talking about the cartels, no one is talking about a secure border, and instead what they're doing is implementing policies. I mean, here's a classic example, right? You had the mass shooting in Allen, Texas this weekend. You have conservative media outlets still talking about this as a white supremacist. They are ignoring the fact that the perpetrator, the gunman who killed those people, including children, inside the mall in Texas this weekend, was not white, okay? He was Hispanic, and you can see it from photographs of him. If you look at the tattoo on his hand in the one photograph that they released, that is a tattoo that belongs to a Tier 1 gang in the state of Texas. Well, what are Tier 1 gangs? Going back to 2009, Texas began ranking gangs depending on how close they were to the Mexican cartels. So now you have the tattoo of a Tier 1 gang member. He is Hispanic, he is non-white, and yet everybody is reporting this as another white supremacist shooting in the state of Texas. And in the same weekend, you have a guy plowing into illegal immigrants on the side of the road in Brownsville, Texas, which is a total mess because every single system in this state is overwhelmed right now. Every single system. So you want to know what are the Texas leaders doing about it? What is the great state of Texas doing about it? Absolutely nothing. You ask the ranchers in South Texas what is happening to their land and to their property rights. Every time they step out of their door, they have no idea what they're facing, right? They have absolutely no idea. There is petty theft and crime, destruction of property all across their ranches. And you know, you might think, well, I don't own a ranch, I don't care. There are a bunch of rednecks in Texas, I don't care. Imagine if it was your house or your property. Because let me tell you, many of the people in South Texas are Hispanic, right? They're not white. They're not white supremacists and white rednecks. If you don't care about white people anymore, you think they deserve everything they get. Well, how about you care about all the Hispanic Americans who live in those towns and cities who are facing the same issues? You have, again, in Plainview, Texas, you have an incident just this past, you know, in the last couple of weeks, where you have a six-year-old in the classroom, a six-year-old girl being forced to carry out oral sex on another six-year-old boy while other six-year-old boys watched and one of them filmed this. And you have the school not caring about it, not doing anything to help the families. Do you really think that these type of families who have strong family values all across the state of Texas, that they want an open border where you are letting in sex traffickers and you are letting in the cartels, right? I mean, do you really think that this is what people want? There is no security and there is no sovereignty and there is no United States with an open border. It doesn't matter how secure they claim it is. We know that there are not even enough teachers to teach the languages of that are of the people that are coming across the border, 156 countries. Steve. Who's going to teach those children?
Larry, we got to bounce. We got to hard out. But how do people get to your content? How do they get to your site, social media, all of it?
Well, you go to LaraLogan.com, and then, yeah, future, you can look for me on Locals. You can look for me on Truth Social and on Twitter and shortly on Sovereign Media. My name is Lara Logan, and I think everyone should use MikeLindell.com if you care about this country. And if you like Mike Lindell, and if you want a good pillow. And he's making all kinds of other things now, too. I know my uncle wants those slippers that you can wear outside. But I just think it's important to support people who are standing up for the right things. And when I see somebody attacked and, I see cancel culture at work, I want to fight against that. So that's why I like it. That's why I use it. If you care about what I do, and I get people all over this country tell me all the time that they do, this is a great way to support me, where you're getting something back and I'm getting to keep doing what I do. And it's not easy, as everybody knows. You know, if you want to sign up for the big lies, then go to the networks and, you know, and go all across the media. But you have to go independent if you want to hear the truth. If you want to support me, if you want to support this show, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Lara, L-A-R-A, Lara, L-A-R-A. That's how you spell my name at checkout. That's MyPillow.com. Use promo code Lara at checkout. Thank you. Most people like me, I'm not an expert, right? And I don't pretend to be. And but I hear from everybody, buy silver, buy gold, because the stock market is tanking, real estate is tanking. And, you know, we wanted to make sense of all of that. And the best person that I could find was Dr. Kirk Elliott. And not just the best in his field, but a really good person. And that's important to me. Integrity matters. And so, to make it more affordable for people, to give people an option to understand and the ability to do something about it, we turn to Dr. Kirk Elliott, and I interview him every week and put that show out. It's to help people stay ahead of things and to give them some idea of how to make sense of the economic madness around us in this moment. He is more than happy to give a free consultation because he really does care about his clients, and he is doing this for the right reasons. And he does it himself, right? I mean, he's gotten rid of all his stocks and bonds, and he's heavily invested in gold and silver and precious metals. So if you go on there, you can sign up for a free consultation. Use LaraLogan.gold. I know there's a number of steps. It can be a little time consuming as you work your way around, but it's worth it. If you're interested, then go to the domain you're looking for is LaraLoganGold.com. That, once again, is LaraLoganGold.com. And I spell my name L-A-R-A. No U, for those of you wondering. So if you're driving in your car, let me repeat that one more time. It's LaraLoganGold.com. And you spell that L-A-R-A. America needs a reawakening because we've been deceived. These are popular events. People come from all over. And there is an eclectic mix of speakers on the stage. I particularly am always interested to see what General Michael Flynn has to say, because he is such a powerful voice in this country. And I think such a significant barometer of where things are headed. But there's something, that covers just about every subject you're concerned about, and especially the things that matter most. So I think for a lot of people, you might think it's preaching to the choir, but you'd be surprised actually how much you learn. If you're interested in attending one of these tours, go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. And enter the competition there for a chance to win a backstage pass. If you come backstage, one thing I can promise you, because I've been there, you will meet all kinds of people. Everybody from Sheila Holm to Mel Kay to General Flynn, to, of course, fabulous people like myself occasionally. And more than anything, you'll get an opportunity to speak to people up close, because everybody who's there has one thing in common. They're very, very committed to what they're doing. So timetofreeamerica.com, go there, enter for a backstage pass, and hope to see you at the next event.